Now, according to USDA Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Bange, it's in 25 states. USDA is awaiting more information this month on the impact of the deadly pig virus before deciding how to help pork producers. PEDV has now killed more than 4 million pigs nationwide since last April, and producers are feeling the impact in diminished herds.
Well, certainly there can be no question there's been a run-up in prices. Anybody looking, watching hog prices of late has seen the prices increase dramatically. One thing I would hasten to add, though, is that while we know that there's been incidents of the hog virus reported in about 26 or 27 states, we really need more specific information.
And while USDA says it has little current authority and funding from Congress, it's information that could be used in making an informed decision on disaster or other aid. Bange says USDA is trying to quantify the extent of the problem.
We have a couple of reports that are coming out of USDA with the next week or two that are going to be very helpful. One is relates to the cold storage report, which will be on March the 21st. And then on March the 28th, there'll be the hogs and pigs report, which I know the market will be looking at very, very closely.
Now, PEDV has occurred before in Europe and Asia, but became an issue here in the U.S. for the first time last spring. It has a nearly 100% kill rate for piglets under 2 weeks old and ultimately kills 50 to 80% of all newborn and suckling pigs. And as Bange says, it's affecting their price forecast for hogs.
We're looking at $67.13 for 2014. That's an increase of $2.88 over previous forecasts and reflects the very strong demand that we've seen of late and the tightening supply. At $67.13 per hundredweight for 2014, that would be an increase of nearly 5% from the $64.05 recorded last year and about 7% higher than our previous forecast. So we're looking at, given the strong demand and the tight supply, we're looking at a pretty strong price.
Plus, as we have already reported, hog slaughter rates have been down, a possible indication of the impact of the virus.
Processors, packers are out there looking for the hogs, are having difficulty, so that could be leading to the bid up in prices. But one thing for sure is even with the bid up in prices, the hogs are not coming forth. So that suggests that there's a problem there, and it may in fact be reflecting this virus situation.
So many eyes will be on the next hogs and pigs inventory report, which comes out on March 28th, to see where the numbers currently stand. In the meantime, Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan has asked Secretary Tom Vilsack for help for pork producers through the new Farm Bill's extension of livestock disaster aid programs. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.